Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
For the last 2 months, I have been hassled to no end with threats, lies and tragic tales of what my future would be if I did not write a cheque for many millions of dollars. It has been like having a loaded gun waved in my face. Hush money, no matter how much or how little, is still hush money. I'm not the man they've painted me to be. Those are the words of country music star Garth Brooks, who has been accused of rape and sexual assault by his former hair and makeup artist, including one incident while they were travelling together to the 2019 Grammy Music Awards. Steve Futterman is an LA-based news reporter and he's on the line now. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Claire.
So tell me firstly about these accusations that Garth Brooks is facing, beginning with the alleged assault I mentioned at the Grammys.
Yeah, but let's first of all make it very clear. These are just allegations right now. But these are, in the lawsuit, it's very graphically detailed what the allegations are. A number of sexual assaults, including rape, battery, assault, over a period of time, primarily in 2019. She says that she first began working for Garth Brooks as a makeup artist in 2017 and had a previous relationship with Garth Brooks' wife, Trisha Yearwood, worked as her makeup artist for a number of years, apparently. But she says that Garth Brooks basically had groomed her, said he was trying to help her, and then these led to these sexual assaults. One of the assaults was in a hotel, allegedly. Another assault was on Garth Brooks' allegedly private plane. And again, very graphic in detail. In fact, in the filing, they actually say some of the details are too graphic to include even in the lawsuit.
And she says that she went on to work for Garth Brooks, but that was because she was in a situation where she was facing financial hardship. So she stayed working for him. But she also claims that he took advantage of her situation.
Yes, she says that he knew what her financial situation was, knew that she had to maintain this job, and that he was able to, in her words, take advantage of him to take advantage of her during this period of time, and that she basically felt that she had to continue work because she needed the money.
Now, tell me about Garth Brooks' response to all of this, because we know, or he allegedly launched a countersuit in Mississippi last month. What was that about?
Well, that's very interesting because the original lawsuit in Mississippi was under a John Doe and Jane Doe name. He didn't name himself. He didn't name her. He just said as John Doe, he said that he was facing a lawsuit. He wanted that lawsuit thrown out because he felt it was extortion. And that's basically what he has indicated in his response. His response came several hours after she filed the lawsuit. Initially, he was not saying a thing.
So he's made this public statement now. And where does this case go from here?
Well, there's two ways. I mean, this allegedly happened in 2019. Well, we're in 2024 right now. With a normal 7-year statute of limitations, this would still be, if it took place, a criminal act. So it'll be very interesting to see if Los Angeles officials and officials in other jurisdictions want to take a look at this. Normally, if you have someone accusing a person of rape, law enforcement does want to take a look at this. So it'll be very interesting to see if law enforcement takes a look at this and what law enforcement has to say. But right now, the lawsuit has been filed. We'll see what happens afterwards. Should point out that one of her lawyers, one of the lawyers for the accuser, Jane Doe, is someone who's had some prominence in recent months. He was one of the attorneys for Cassie Ventura, and you may recall that she was one of the people who sued Sean Combs last year, and that sort of led to the situation he faces today. She was one of the early accusers of Sean Combs, had a relationship with him for many years, accused him of rape, and obviously we see where that has gone. Now, as far as relief goes, they are asking for compensatory punitive damages. They're not stating an amount, but obviously some money would be asked for in this civil lawsuit eventually. But again, we're a long ways from going to trial. There will be challenges. One assumes that Garth Brooks will have very excellent representation, and they seem right now, as far as his public comments, ready to fight this as any way they can.
Steve, Garth Brooks is a huge star. He has just finished a residency this year in Las Vegas. You know, I'm sure, how popular here in Ireland he is. What has the reaction been to this news?
Well, I think people are a bit surprised. There was no indication about these allegations before. Now, you know, he's had a fairly pristine image. Obviously, he went through a divorce when he eventually got married to Trisha Yearwood. But he's had a pretty pristine image, viewed as a pretty good guy, works for charities. The other day, he was talking about Jimmy Carter turning 100 and talking about his Habitat for Humanity charity, which he's part of. So he's had this pretty clean image. I think most of his fans are probably taking a wait-and-see attitude. We've seen situations where allegations like this prove to be 100% true. And we've also seen allegations like this turn out to be completely false. So many things can happen. Right now, we're in the early stages of this ongoing story.
Well, Steve, thank you for telling us about it. Steve Futterman there, Los Angeles-based news reporter.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.